Let's talk money, money, money. Shane Wright is the economics editor at The West Australian. Shane, welcome.
Hello, Marvellous Cavallos.
When you think back to the events of Friday last week, there's only one story that comes to mind, the leadership spill, but something else pretty big happened. Tell us.
Yes. For those who've been watching the Banking Royal Commission since February, really, you know, after the presentation of 2 weeks of evidence, the counsel assisting makes a report back to Commissioner Kenneth Hayne outlining some of the findings that Ken Hayne may want to find. That happened on Friday while we were collecting the heads and draining the blood out from the cushions here in Parliament House. And over 200 pages, the counsel assisting the Banking Royal Commission has said, oh my Lord, look at what's gone on in terms of the superannuation sector. And yes, that's what dropped on Friday. We just missed it. Largely because so many of us were tied up in doing other things.
Okay. So how serious is it? What sort of consequences could they face?
Right. We are looking at breaches of the Corporations Act, the ASIC Act, the Superannuation Industry Act, as well as lots of bibs and bobs. We are looking at major fines if Kenneth Hayne says in his findings, and we're going to get some insight into those next month, whether they should be proceeded to with legal action. That, of course, that's going to be challenged by those at the centre. Substantial fines is actually some suggestions that some of the superannuation funds and slash the banks that own them may have breached their practising licences, which is even more serious in terms of whether you've got people who may lose their ability to practice in this sector.
And I wonder what the Minister for Financial Services has to say about this. Oh, wait a minute. What's the story?
We don't have
there?
One.
Gone?
That's right.
Why?
I was at the press conference on Sunday evening where Scott Morrison announced his new ministry, and I actually asked the question. You've got a treasurer and you've got an assistant treasurer, both new, who in 6 weeks' time are going to get an interim report from the Banking Royal Commission, and we haven't got anyone specific in that space. Now, what we know from the Council Assisting's presentation is that CommBank and NAB are fully in the sights of the Royal Commission, and we are talking fees for no service, docking fees from dead people, in the case of Colonial State, failure to prioritise the interests of members over the interests of advisors. And this goes to the use of trailing commissions and not putting people into the low-fee MySuper accounts. We are talking about some absolutely dodgy stuff. But at this stage, we don't have a financial services minister. That was Kelly O'Dwyer, whose responsibility was really in the superannuation sector. And we've also had, say, the Productivity Commission's made a fairly serious draft report into the superannuation sector as well. Those are really big, important areas that affect every man, woman, and their superannuated dog that has to be dealt with somewhere along the line.
I've got Stuart Robert on the show tomorrow. There's a couple of questions for him there, isn't there?
More than a couple, given his interview in The Australian today where he suggested self-regulation is the way to go in the banking sector. I think if Stuart Robert has listened to some of the evidence given to the Banking Royal Commission, as I have, I think you'd be putting money on Ken Hayne coming up with something else.
Yeah, I don't know if self-regulation is going to cut it at this stage.
No, I don't think so.
Unlikely. Shane Wright, thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, my dear.
Shane Wright is the economics editor at The West Australian. This is RN Drive. After the ABC News, we're going to talk about the US-Mexico deal. I'm also going to be joined by Ed Hussein in the drawing room. Stick around. It's news time at 7:00.